Using an e-collar or a Buster collar and cling film can work, and depending on the construction, you might get an inspired oxygen concentration of between 30 and 60%. But there is a trade-off with these hoods. Now, fewer leaks means that there's a higher inspired O2, but you'll also then risk having buildup of CO2 and humidity and temperature, all of which can worsen respiratory distress in a patient that's already dyspneic. And in this one here, this dog here, you can see that we've reached extremes. Just for good measure, he's puked in there as well.